السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I hope this is not too much. My intention, in case I die, I'm leaving these messages for Sabilillah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when you're ill, or when you have pain, when you're fatigued, you have a different need. Completely different need. Sometimes this need is not a physical need. Sometimes it's emotional need, or caring need, or even comfort need. And most of all, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, subhanallah, today too many things happening. Because when you're also in this condition, you're quiet. You're quiet and you have the time to reflect. And between all the messages I was receiving in a couple of days, something came in my heart. I will share it with you. Like one person, he or she said, we go to Allah for what? When we have a calamity, when we are ill, when we have a need. You see, what's the difference? Is this called love? Is this called respect? What about when we have a relationship between each other or even a manager? When somebody keeps telling you what to do all the time and you don't listen and you do it your way, how you feel? What about you as a mom and father? When you always tell your children to do certain things and they do it their way, how you feel? How you feel? And when they do not show gratitude to what you're doing, how you feel? When they do not value you, how you feel? Or your husband and wife do not value you, how you feel? Or they do not show gratitude to you, how you feel? Or they do not behave the way you want them to behave, how you feel? And something hit me. You remember I shared with you many times in last 1 week almost the verses about the people who believe and do kufr, believe and do kufr, believe and do kufr. Do you know the ending of the verse, what happened? I'm going to leave it open. Read. It's very scary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one time he said he would not guide them anymore. Why? Disrespect. When we show disrespect to each other, what do you feel? Over and over again. How you feel? When you show disrespect to somebody, when you ignore the person, when you do not show any feeling or respect to the person, need or feeling, or even goodness sake, how you feel? Now let's examine all this now. Because sometimes we're so stuck and we become so greedy, so selfish to ourselves, we become blind from other people's feeling. This is why I was sharing with one brother and sister. Okay, I love them for Allah. I'm very upset with them, but I love them for Allah. And I said to them, I said to the wife, record your husband when he's acting up. And I said to the wife, or the husband, record your wife when she's acting up. It's so beautiful. And after that, let's see how we behave. But today, I want to see how you behave. But I do not want to see how I behave. Now all this, what about the way we behave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we show really gratitude? Do we think about Him? Do we love Him? Do we care for what He feels about us? Do we obey Him? Do we do the things He loves? Do we try to please Him? Because when you look at the Quran, Allah is so critical. He mentioned the verb obey. Guide, seek my guidance. Respect me. Love me. Try to please me. trust me, rely on me. All this question of action we're supposed to have. Verb, action. And this action coming from where? From believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similar, when I look at each other today, husband and wife, parents and kids, brother and sister for sabilillah, supposed to be, and wonder what happened. Do we have this basic, even common sense to respect each other? Respect each other feeling. Show the respect. Even today when we text message, sometimes we text it with rudeness, no respect. Or the information is not complete. Or even you do not respect, okay, when you send the person such and such message, what you want him to do with it? Do you get my point? And something came to me. I was so upset and sad today about things happening. And something came to me and said, Subhanallah, why? If the person has no respect to Allah, he will respect me. If the person has no value to Allah, he will value me. If the person has no love to Allah, he will love me. If the person do not try to please Allah, he will please me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I'm aiming too high. Because my father, Rahmatullah, he tell me the same. He said, don't be upset with people before you think and look at them. If you find the person has no respect to Allah, no love to Allah, have no value to Allah, you think the person will value you? I do not know if this talk makes sense to you. I'm just sharing with you, and it's up to you to reflect, contemplate, and think. Okay? And think, where we are? Where am I? Who am I to you? Who you are to me? What I want from you? What you want from me? What you believe about me? What I believe about you? How much you value me? How much you value me? I value you? How much you respect our relationship? And what you show for this respect? And all of the above, what we do with the relationship with Allah. Today we see, today we seek or search for a good relationship between each other. But when I came down a few minutes ago with this thought, I discovered if we are a failure to respect the relationship between us and Allah, do you think I value our relationship between me and you? No way. No way. I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer if I wait for you to give me a good relationship. I'm a dreamer for you to respect me. I'm a dreamer for you to value me. Unlike one sheikh when I was young, he said something so beautiful. And he said, when you do all of the above, or you're not thinking about all of the above, do you value yourself? Do you respect yourself? Do you love yourself? Imagine. I can keep saying imagine, I'm getting dizzy. Because believe it or not, this topic is deep. It's deep and we become so hollow. Because like my father used to said, you do not have to say the person a command too many times. And when my father taught me that, when people tell me something, all you have to tell me once. If my father give me the command or ask me to do something twice, I get upset. I said, my father, I'm not an animal, need to be get a beating. Tell me once and that's it. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times in Quran he give us advice? How many times he give us a chance? How many times we fell down and he get us? And now, lately, I received messages from people in the last couple of days, very scary, very scary. I saw it in my life, and I'm repeating it for you. Sometimes you can get too far to the point you won't come back to the same feeling. You cannot. You cannot. May Allah save us to be among the one matrudin. Matrudin meaning the one Allah kicked them out. Allah closed the door. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not look at them. Because imagine if I show up, disrespect. This is why one of the dua of Rasulullah said, Allahumma ya wasil muqata'ina awsilna ilayk. Oh Allah, the one who can unite the rope between us and you, and don't make us among those who are cut the relationship between us and them. This you can feel it in salah, you can feel it in dhikr, you can feel it in your heart, you can feel it in your soul. It reflects in you. And if this happens, you love to be alone. Because alone meaning with Allah. And when you deal with people, you deal with them with rahmah and kindness. And we try to be good to each other. And we try to support each other for sabilillah, not for myself. Not more my feeling. Not because I like it. No. The goal become different. The value become different. The hope become different. The love become different. Everything become different because for sabilillah. I hope I'm making sense. I'm not feeling well. Maybe I'm dizzy. I'm going back and forth. But all this thought came to me. I hope it makes sense to you. May Allah put barakah in it for me and for you and everybody. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.